In an interview with WXPR, Richard Chandler says a few years ago, identity thieves were having their way across the country lifting information, then pretending to be the person filing the tax return. He says that has changed.
What we've done in Wisconsin is to put in place some very strong safeguards. If we see reasons to indicate that a return might be fraudulent, we'll ask the person who's filing it to take a short quiz, answer a few simple questions. If it's the real taxpayer, they'll be able to answer the questions quickly and get their refund. If it's not the real taxpayer, they tend to give up and go away.
Chandler says the thieves get the information in a variety of ways.
We haven't had a breach of the Department of Revenue website or database. What happens is that identity thieves steal people's identity from a bank or a retail store or a healthcare system or someplace like that, and then use that information to impersonate a taxpayer and file a fraudulent refund with us. So we are really working hard to try to detect those kinds of attempts and block them.
Chandler says almost $60 million in fraudulent and erroneous refunds and credits were blocked last tax season because of the department's verification tools, and $315 million of potential fraud was blocked in the past 7 years. Ken Krall, WXPR News.